Katie Rowe had been near the lockers when Ivy was investigating, and she hadn't stopped watching since. They found her by the vending machines punching A7 over and over while her granola bar hung stubbornly behind the glass.
"Hey,"
Ivy said.
"Did the journalism club get new software? I saw a file created with Draft Pro."
Katie froze.
"It's on our main desktop." "Why?"
Ivy folded her arms.
"Someone used it to write an anonymous report about me, trying to stop me from getting a spot on the student paper."
Katie's voice trembled.
"You weren't even supposed to be near those lockers. I thought if I pointed it out, they'd finally notice me."
Ivy sighed.
"Katie, you're smart. You notice things most people miss. But this isn't how you get heard."
Katie looked away.
"It's just, you solve things, and everyone pays attention. I try, and it's like I'm not visible."
Ivy handed her the printout.
"The next time, write something with your name on it. I'm not reporting this, and I'd still like to interview you about what it's like to strive to be seen."
Katie looked up and blinked.
"Really?"
"Really,"
Ivy said with a small smile.
"Everyone has a story. Even reporters."
Talk about it. Have you ever snooped around for information about something? Explain. Why did Ivy request a copy of the email for her records? Word bank. Accuse. Shelley accused Sam of cheating on the test. Attach. Bob attached a picture to his report. Sue. Billy wanted to sue Dan for not paying him back the money he owed. Journalism. Barb got a job at a newspaper because she has been interested in journalism since she was a teenager. Stubbornly. Naomi's mother stubbornly refused to lend Naomi the money for a new coat. Tremble. Diane's lip trembled, and she looked as if she were about to cry. Strive. Those two students are striving to be at the top of the class. Blink. Sandy blinked when she heard that she had failed the quiz. More information. Anonymous. Snoop. Metadata. Granola bar.